Be holy.
Be holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
My body and your body don't want to obey God. It just does not.
Be holy.
All right, and welcome back to Be Holy. Today we're at Galatians 5, and we're going to start at verse 16. Galatians 5, and we'll start at 16. I don't know how far we're going to get today, but this is pretty good. So I say, let the Holy Spirit guide your lives, then you won't be doing what your sinful nature craves. So I say, let the Holy Spirit guide your lives, then you won't be doing what your sinful nature craves. Man, that speaks volumes to me about all I've ever seen throughout this world in church. And so if we would just let the Holy Spirit guide our lives, we wouldn't be in half as much trouble as we are in. We wouldn't be in any trouble if we just let the Holy Spirit guide us. But no, what happens is this flesh, this sinful nature fights against the spirit. See, it fights against the spirit. It's not for your, listen, my body and your body don't want to obey God. It just does not. Our flesh has a different kind of thing, a different kind of nature, a different kind of want, a different kind of craving. And so the spirit will guide us if we allow the spirit to guide us. And so when we don't allow the spirit to guide us, we actually get into sin. Number 17, the sinful nature wants to do evil, which is just the opposite of what the spirit wants. That's your sinful nature that wants to do that. And the spirit gives us desires that are the opposite of what the sinful nature desires. The spirit does that. No wonder people don't want the Holy Ghost. No wonder people don't want God to tell them anything. They just want to study the Bible, but they don't want God to actually explain it to them, because their flesh don't want what the spirit gives. And the spirit gives us desires that are the opposite of what the sinful nature desires. These two forces are constantly fighting each other so that you are not free to carry out your good intentions. The only reason you don't get to carry out your good intentions is because your flesh don't want you to. And the flesh will always fight against the spirit. That's why we have to ask God. We have to repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ and receive the Holy Ghost and stop sinning and live holy for God forever. That's what we have to do, because if we don't do that, our flesh won't allow us to do spiritual things. The flesh can't be trusted. We talk about this in our church all the time. The flesh, you can't trust the flesh. I don't trust my flesh, and I'm preaching to you. I don't trust it. That's why I have to go by what the Spirit says, so that the flesh won't overtake what the Spirit, or disobey what the Spirit is guiding me to do. Number 18, but when you are directed by the Spirit, you are not under the obligation of the law of Moses. See that? You are not under the obligation of the law of Moses when you're following the Spirit, but when you don't follow the Spirit, you're guilty already. You can't obey that law. That's why God gave us the Holy Ghost. He said, come on in. Come on into my rest. You've been working trying to do that thing and obey what Moses said that I gave him to say to you. But that wasn't for his people. Yeah, it was all about us receiving the Holy Ghost. See, you think about it. Those laws came to a group of people who said that they were God's people, but they kept disobeying God. So God gave them the law of Moses. Thou shalt not do this. Thou shalt not do that. Don't do this. Don't do that. Don't do this and don't do that. But now that Jesus have come, Jesus has come, and now the Holy Ghost is totally available to everybody. Everybody's a candidate. If you obey God, the Spirit is only given to those who obey him. And so your flesh will never obey. That's why you have to go by what God says. So if you read the scriptures and then wait for God to show you what the scriptures mean, because he's going to show you. The devil won't show you. Only God can show you. You have to actually ask God and wait for God to show it to you. And when God shows it to you and you obey, then the Holy Ghost is given. And then you do not follow the cravings of the flesh. Verse number 19, when you follow the desires of your sinful nature, the results are very clear. Sexual immorality, impurity, lustful pleasures, idolatry, sorcery, hostility, quarreling, jealousy, outburst of anger, selfish ambition, dissension, division, envy, drunkenness, wild parties, and other sins like these. These are the things that happen when you don't allow the Holy Ghost to guide you. You wondering why your child is in these things? Because the Holy Ghost isn't guiding them. You wonder why your husband's in these things? It's because the Holy Ghost isn't, he's not guiding them. They're not letting the Holy Ghost guide them. They're letting their flesh guide them. You wonder why your wife is so full of the devil? Because she's not allowing the Holy Ghost to lead her, to guide her. The Holy Ghost isn't the second part of 21. Let me tell you again, as I have before, that anyone living that sort of life will not inherit the kingdom of God. And so the devil uses your flesh to try to keep you out of the kingdom of God. That's what he does. He's unfair. He will use that flesh to try to bring you down. He'll use my flesh to try to bring me down. But if we're led by and guided by the Holy Ghost, the body can't do what it craves. We have to crucify this body every single moment of the day, because if you ever let this body become resurrected, it will be worse than it was before. You have to kill that nature. The only way to kill that nature is to be led by the Spirit. If you don't be led by the Spirit, there's no way you're going to be saved. There's no way you're going to make it and be strong enough to be with God in the end. There's no way I'm going to make it and be strong enough to be with God in the end if I let my sinful nature take over. We can't let that do. We can't let the sin just, our bodies just to take over and do what it wants to do what it craves. We can't do that. But if you want to do that, you go ahead. Because as we've already learned, those who do such things will end up in the lake that burns with fire and sulfur. These things here, verse number 22, but the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against any of these things. What is it? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. So if you want your husband to be faithful, all you can do is pray that he allows the Spirit to guide him. Pray that he receives the Holy Ghost. You want more patience? Receive the Holy Ghost. You want love? Receive the Holy Ghost. You want joy? Receive the Holy Ghost. You want peace? Receive the Holy Ghost. And I'm not talking about receive the Holy Ghost just to speak in tongues. That's not what I'm telling you. Receive the Holy Ghost so that you might be led and guided by that same Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. Now, the Lord, if the Lord speaks, then you will speak in tongues. But you can't make yourself speak in tongues. You let the Lord speak through you, and then you speak. But if you want to get the peace, receive the Holy Ghost. If you want the kindness, receive the Holy Ghost. You want the goodness, receive the Holy Ghost. You want the faithfulness, receive the Holy Ghost. If you want the gentleness and the self-control is the key thing. Self-control. Receive the Holy Ghost, because there's no law against any of these things. There's no law against it. Being faithful, there's no law against that. But you know what? As soon as they step away from the Holy Ghost, they will go and do what they want to do and be unfaithful. The Holy Ghost don't have people sleeping with other people's wives. The Holy Ghost don't have adultery taking place. The Holy Ghost don't have men touching women. The Holy Ghost don't have people cursing. The Holy Ghost don't have you being mean to people. That's your flesh. Your flesh wants to do those things. My flesh wants to do those things, but I won't let it. No, sir. No, sir. I have to be guided by the Holy Ghost, and you do too. And I say to the men, you be first, the first ones to give in to the Holy Ghost, so that your family can see what joy is and see what love is and see what peace is and see what patience is, see what kindness is and see what goodness is and faithfulness and goodness and gentleness and self-control. Let your family see that, because 9 times out of 10, they have never, ever seen it. They only talk about it. We have sinners out there who are just good people, but they try to be faithful. They try to be gentle. They try to have self-control. No. The only way you get this is through the Holy Ghost. Let's read it again, verse 22. But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives. The Holy Spirit does that, not us. The Spirit does that. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. These are the things that the Holy Ghost produces. 24, those who belong to Christ Jesus have nailed the passions and the desires of their sinful nature to his cross and crucified them there. If you are saved, all of that sin that you were in was nailed to the cross when Jesus was nailed to the cross. Since we are living by the Spirit, let us follow the Spirit's leading. There's nothing more frustrating to have somebody say, I'm being led by the Spirit, but you can see their flesh operating totally. And when that flesh begins to operate, there's no pulling it back. It's going to do what it wants to do. You can sit there and try and work it over, but everybody can see that the Spirit is not the one in control. Since we are living by the Spirit, let us follow the Spirit's leading in every part of our lives. Every single part of our lives need to be guided by the Spirit. Not just the church part, not just the choir rehearsals, not just the usher board, not just the trustee board. I'm talking about the way we talk to our wives. That needs to be guided by the Holy Ghost. The way we talk to our children, that needs to be guided by the Holy Ghost. The way we talk to our friends and those who are less than us needs to be guided by the Holy Ghost.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Join the discussion on Facebook at Be Holy Broadcast. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Tune in next week.
Be Holy.